96. Junior here.
Guys, said Connor, as the drone climbed adroitly up into the driver's seat of the white van, its charger under one arm, and seated itself behind the wheel.
I'm going to pretend like all of you are incapacitated or unconscious.
It closed the door.
Some of you may be both, but some of you aren't either. I'm assuming all of you are armed, though, and have phones or other devices. And if none of you makes a move, I'll be parking this truck somewhere and leaving you to your own resources. Otherwise,
turning the key in the ignition,
this drone's detonating its onboard explosives. Won't be much left besides the chassis. As the only one of us who's not physically present, I've got zero fucks to give about how that goes. Your call.
Netherton, watching the pile of five apparently unconscious men in the upper half of the drone's display, saw no movement whatever, aside from a possible eye flicker from the one he took to be the driver, whose forehead seemed to be bleeding.
If the driver hasn't come to pretty soon, Connor said, putting the van in reverse and backing away from the container, which Netherton had just watched the drone padlock, he may need an ambulance.
The drone backed into the street, turning, and then they were driving away in the direction the car had taken Verity and the followers girl.
Drone's muted, Wilf, Connor said, so you don't need to be on your end.
Is that true about a bomb?
No, said Connor.
Where are you taking them?
Away from the alley. Fang's friends have people coming with a flatbed to pick the container up.
What if Cousin sends someone else?
Netherton watched the drone's manipulators on the wheel, which looked as though he were driving himself, but with manipulators.
Unlikely. By now, they assume their operation's gone to shit, so they won't want anything to do with their hired help, these boys in the back who, for all they know, are currently dead in that alley.
Where did you get that padlock? Netherton asked.
Fang's people left it taped just inside the door. The ones outside were set dressing.
Where do we go after we leave this vehicle?
We get picked up, Connor said, and head for whatever it is Howell and the French lady are cooking up. I haven't been filled in on what that is.
Connor slowed the van, turning right at an intersection with a narrower street, one without a divider.
You had aerial units each target one of them with a noxious aerosol?
Netherton asked.
Pepper spray, said Connor. Up close and personal.
He pulled over midway between two street lamps to park behind an American automobile that looked to Netherton as though it might one day warrant a place in Lev's grandfather's collection.
Okay, unmuting now.
He cleared his throat.
Leaving you, boys, but I need 30 more minutes of your silence, starting now. That means no calls in or out, no texts, no web, no radio. If you've got any of the above and want to gamble they won't detonate Junior here, be my guest. I'm leaving him under the truck.
He opened the door, climbed down, and closed it.
We're muted now, he said.
Thomas started to cry in the nursery.
I need to see to my son, said Netherton, getting up.
You do that,
said Connor, sounding as if he were enjoying his evening.